Well, there are a couple of issues. Number one is that the way the president has done it so far is by Twitter, and the Iranian authorities, the government has shut down Twitter, Telegram, Facebook, and Instagram. So social media into Iran is not reaching. I realize that this interview will reach into Iran because Voice of America does reach there. The president may not be reaching them. The second thing is that I suspect that many people in Iran are a little bit distressed with the president's immigration in terms of banning people from Iran from coming here in the United States. So I don't know how receptive the people are to Iran unless he reaches out more to them.
Well, the repression by the regime, by the Ayatollahs in Iran, is not surprising. They continue to be a nation that denies basic human rights to their people and to be shutting down communication.
But are they hearing from our government?
I mean, no real surprise.
If it's done by Twitter and not by, I mean, is there another vehicle that the president has other than, I mean, of course, you're speaking out here today, but is there another vehicle that the president intends to use? Senator Lindsey Graham suggested that he address the nation, for instance, on this issue, our nation on it.
I think the president again spoke out on social media this morning, directly to the people of Iran.
But if they don't have social media, that's the problem.
I can assure you that whether it's the president, whether it's myself, whether it's our Secretary of State or Ambassador Nikki Haley, we're going to continue to send, different from 9 years ago, we're going to continue to send from the very outset of this effort on the streets of Iran an unambiguous message that the American people stand with freedom-loving people in Iran and around the world. And I think this is a very hopeful moment. My hope and really my prayer is that the people of Iran, a youthful population, a well-educated population, understand that the United States of America and the people of this country are their natural ally. We want to see them achieve a free and democratic future. We want to see them step away from a regime that continues to menace the world and threaten the world and threaten to develop nuclear weapons.